Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
I'm here with my co-host today is Butch Paul, Pastor Butch Paul. He's filling in for Dave. We're going to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events for Thursday, April 13th, 2023. Hi again, Butch.
Hey, Melody. I know you missed me since yesterday, but here I is.
Here you is.
Here
and I just
is.
Want to let the listeners know Dave has taken a little time off, and Butch has graciously offered to fill in for him. So you'll be joining me next Tuesday and Thursday also throughout the week. And my internet is down, so I have no numbers. I've been getting periodic numbers from my suppliers, but and I think it kind of settled out for gold, but we had some great prices for gold. But Butch, I think you have the price.
I have them. And folks, we're $22 away from a new gold record.
Woohoo!
Now think about that. And just to what, 2 months ago, gold was $1,800, thereabouts, even less. You remember that, right? And we were telling everybody, you know, buy now, buy now, buy now. Well, still buy now. It's gone up. Gold went up $21.50 today to close at $20.39.60. The record was $20.71. We're $22 away from a record on gold. Silver had a good day, up 30 to $25.83, almost back up to $26 on silver. Platinum had a great day, up $35 to $1,052. Palladium had a great day, $48 up. $14.43. Folks, get involved while you can. Now, these prices probably drop a little more, but then bounce back up higher. But don't count on things getting cheaper. Really don't do that. Do it while you can. If you can, do it now. And it's hard to believe. Go ahead, Melody.
And I just want to say something, Butch. And, you know, I preached this before. There's so many people, people who, you know, do blogs, who do, and a lot of them I respect. I respect their knowledge in what they do and what they say. But when it comes to precious metals, you know, they're telling, and that's one thing you do not do, Butch. You don't tell people what to buy. You tell them just to make sure they get involved. But you've been, you know, I mean, you and I talk together where lots of times these people don't even talk together. They're telling people, oh, you just need money to barter with. No, folks, the picture's a lot bigger than that. If you have retirement accounts and pensions and savings accounts, and all you're doing is buying a little bit to barter with, you're going to be in big trouble. Because it's bigger than that. I mean, if you think, if you're to the point where you think that you're going to need silver to barter with, don't you think that what you have in paper is going to lose 50, 60, 70% of its value? So sometimes people don't even think things through. And so don't get, and that's what people are saying. Oh, you just need some silver for, don't buy gold, buy silver. They're wrong, and I would debate them any day of the week. You look at what you have, you look at what your objective is, you look at your budget, you look at how, you look at all your assets. That's how you determine what you need. You don't base it on somebody out there saying you just need to buy Silver Eagles because they're not going to confiscate them. It's like, are you kidding me? The stories are already beginning to pop up, and what people are saying is just so stupid. And I don't like to use that word stupid, but, you know, it's, and these people know better. But they're most likely associated with a gold person, and this is what they're doing. They make more money. I mean, my Silver Eagles now are selling for almost $41, okay?
Ooh, wow.
I see people out there selling them for $43 and $44. Popular online websites. I've seen them selling. These were prices I quoted this morning when I had internet. Gold Eagles, they're selling them for $2,300. They're $100 more than mine if you buy 1,500 or, I mean, ridiculous, but that's what's going to happen. You know, and it almost forces me to raise my prices.
It is, how do you, I've been trying to get people to understand this for many years, not just on your radio show, but even before I come on your radio show. I try to get people to understand that gold and silver in value are constant. It's the dollar that fluctuates around them. So the lower the dollar drops, the higher the price of gold and silver, any metals. Well, the higher the price of any goods, any goods, the more the dollar drops, inflation, deflation, whatever, the more the cost of the goods. So it's just common sense that gold is up to almost a record high because the dollar's dropping in value. Now is the time to take a piece of paper that's dropping in value and buy something that will be there of value for good forever, as long as you have it. Melly, that's, to me, that's just common sense. Hang on to a piece of paper while it loses 5, 10% of your value, or get something that's going to be of value no matter what happens. Paper, in the end, is just paper. That's all it is. You start fires with it. Maybe roll smoke in it or weed in it. I don't know. But it's paper. Tangible gold and silver is real, tangible items. Is that a good way to explain it?
You know, it really is. And you know what? Gold has been around for thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of years. It's gold is the monetary metal. It's more stable than silver. I can go back over a period of time, and silver has only really outperformed gold at certain times by 5% over a long period of time. And what happens is when silver does outperform gold, do you think people sell it? Heck no, because you all think it's going to go higher. And then the next thing you have the volatility of silver. It goes lower. Well, I'm going to hold it because everybody's telling me it's going to turn around and go higher. And then it goes a little bit more lower. And then you still wait longer. I mean, that's human nature. You want to put your hard-earned bulk of your funds in something that's not so volatile. And I love both. I love both gold and I love both silver. People say, well, you don't like silver. That's not true. But I recognize it for what it is. And it doesn't, and it will never replace gold. So, You know, they have each have their own personalities, each have their own fundamentals, and you buy each based on those particular principles, each principles of each. But you know what? You all get caught up in these, you know, marketing pitches. I saw online this company, and I wanted to call and find out how much it was. They're going to sell a pound of silver dollars. You never buy silver by the pound. You will get screwed. So I wanted to find out what the price was. So I was going to figure out how much silver you had and how bad that they're taking you. But I haven't gotten a price on it yet, so I'll try to do that tomorrow.
Let us know. That'd be great. Like to know that. Let us know about that, please.
You never buy it by the pound, ever. You can use poundage to support what you're buying, like the 90% silver. You know, we base it on the face value. We base it on the circulation. We base it on this. We base it on that. If you want to confirm all that, then you can weigh it to support what you're doing, to support it. But that's you're just supporting what you're buying. But to buy it by the poundage, no, sir. So anyway, I think I made my point.
Okay. We'll go with the markets now, because the markets also had a good day. The NASDAQ was up 372 points to 34021. I'm sorry,
the
Dow. The Dow. NASDAQ was up 238 to 12167. S&P was up 5391 to 414571. The FTSE was up 0.24% to 7843. The DAX was up 0.16% to 15729. Hang Seng was up 0.17% to 2344. Nikkei was up 26% to 28156. So the markets across the world today were positive. But on top of that, oil was up also, 92 cents to 82.31. And, folks, right now, the demand for oil is multiplying very quickly. I mean, it's starting to multiply very quickly. You can expect to pay, again, this summer, prices on gasoline, we saw a couple of years ago, $4 and above. That's coming. You mark my words. The USDX was down 0.48 to 101.01. And 120 months ago, it was 114-something. That shows you, again, the dividing of the dollar. The 10-year yield was up 0.03 to 3.451. So we're seeing prices, gold going up, the market's going up, the dollar drop in value, oil going up. These are all indications, folks, that inflation is working in the markets also. Those prices are highly inflated, but everything's inflated. That's why you need something that's not going to go away. You go to a bank account one day, you get the 401k, you want to draw it out. You took a hit last night with the markets collapse. You lost 25%. If you put it in something like precious metals, it's still there the next morning. Maybe it might come down to a few dollars in price, but it's not going to go away. It won't go to nothing. Your dollar is going to go to nothing. We'll cover more of that in a little bit, because we're seeing more nations trying to bypass the dollar. It's going to hurt. Mel, anything you want to add to that?
No, sir.
We're going to cover some war news. And some of this you probably heard on the mainstream media by now, but it's still important to cover it from a different perspective. You know, Melody, in our Bible studies, I do the first full hour. It's CWN News, Christian Worldview News. I do it from a Christian perspective, a biblical perspective. I try to cover the news. Well, if you look at it from that way, we don't see it the way that CNN, ABC, and CBS does. We see it from God's perspective. China, I won't cover this. I want you to understand this. China selling off U.S. treasuries as it prepares for possible blockade of Taiwan. I mean, keep on that, folks. It's getting very serious around the island of Taiwan right now. Very serious. But China is selling off U.S. treasuries as it prepares for possible blockade of Taiwan. This is by Michael Snyder. We are closer to war with China than most people realize. Right now, U.S. officials in Washington are deeply concerned that the Chinese may impose a full-blown blockade on Taiwan as a first step in a reunification campaign. Many Americans don't realize that such a move would be a really, really big deal. If China chooses to blockade Taiwan, the U.S. and China would instantly be in a state of war. Who wants to think about that? All of a sudden, the flow of high-end computer chips from Taiwan will completely stop. All of a sudden, the flow of products that we import from China will completely stop. In other words, our standard of living will be radically altered for the foreseeable future. And I'll say forever. But there are certain things that are likely to happen before China pulls the trigger on a military solution. In recent months, China has been making moves to reduce economic exposure to the United States, and one of those moves has been to sell off U.S. treasuries. In fact, January is the sixth month in a row that China, in which China's holdings of U.S. treasuries fell. So this has been going on since first year, folks, and before that. They're preparing for something. They don't want our dollar. The world doesn't want our dollar. NATO does because that's all they had to fall back on. They have nothing else. They can't go now to Russia and say we're sorry, or China. They've been with us too long. That's not going to be acceptable. But we're seeing this happen. Pay attention, folks. This is coming down, and this will alter our life. If you think COVID messed your life up, wait till we go to war. Comments, Melanie, before we move on?
No, and you know what? Lots of people out there think that, oh, heck, there's no way that, you know, we would go to war with China and so forth. Well, you know what? Look at all that China controls. All this baloney that you hear where, oh, Biden is bringing back factories to this country. It is such propaganda. It's ridiculous. All the amount of tax money that is going into these factories, supposedly to make these batteries for automobiles that people don't even want. I mean, they don't even make sense. I mean, there isn't anybody that's doing anything that makes any sense at all. You know, and going to war with China, they don't have to use weaponry on us. Oh, wasn't it, I think it was Warren Buffett who said China's treasuries was the weapons of mass destruction. Because that's all they have to start doing. What are we going to do if people don't buy our debt? They can hurt us more than... And so many, look at all they ship to us.
Well, our nation would basically, in a lot of ways, shut down.
Fall to our knees.
Retailers would have to close the doors because most of the goods come now from China. TV sets, refrigerators, everything you buy comes from China.
And I even said a lot of that during COVID was there. I think a lot of the problems we have getting stuff now is all part of China withholding.
That I wouldn't doubt. I wouldn't doubt.
They have so much control over this nation, and what do we have?
We have Biden. Anyway, one more war news.
Oh boy.
Putin arrest warrant spanner in works for South Africa. South Africa said on Wednesday an international arrest warrant for Russian President Vladimir Putin over the Ukraine war was a spanner in this works ahead of BRICS summit in the country in August. Bestora, which has close ties to Moscow, have been faced with a diplomatic dilemma since the International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant against Putin in March. The Russian president is due to attend a summit of the BRICS, a bloc which groups together Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, and South Africa in August. But the host nation is a member of the ICC and would be expected to make the arrest if Putin steps foot in the country. All heads of state would be expected to attend the summit, but now we have a spanner in the works in the form of this ICC warrant. Vincent Magwenya, President Cyril Ramaphosa, spokesman, told a press briefing on Wednesday. What that dictates is that there will be further engagements in terms of how that is going to be managed, and those engagements are underway. Once they've been concluded, the necessary announcements will be made. So what will they do? They're one of the main members of BRICS. Would they arrest one of their allies? Well, would they disobey the ICC? That's a dilemma, folks. I mean, don't take that lightly. That's a dilemma. And I don't know how I'm going to figure it out. I guess we'll find out in the future. But that is a dilemma. So here we go. Mel, anything like that?
No, sir.
I mean, this is all come together just like a puzzle. It's all come together. Russia says China agreed to secretly provide weapons, leaked documents show. China approved the provision of lethal aid to Russia in its war with Ukraine earlier this year and planned to disguise military equipment as civilian items, according to U.S. intercept of Russian spec time. All right, that's a break, folks. Finish it up. Don't go away.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And if you ask me how I'm feeling, don't tell me you're too blind to see. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you, never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye, never gonna tell a lie.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with my co-host today, Pastor Butch Paul. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com. dgscoins.com. And I'm missing my internet today. It's been out most of this afternoon, although we've been doing orders and everything because I get updates and everything from my buyers and everything. So give us a call, 800-375-4188. Butch?
Okay, I was just talking about Russia. It says China agreed to secretly provide weapons to them and leaked documents. We know what the leaked documents somebody put out apparently, and they're not sure yet, for sure who done it yet. They know it comes from apparently a reservist somewhere, had inside information. But again, I won't take time to go through all this again, but they intercepted a message said that China was going to ship military aid to Russia in disguise as civilian items. And that doesn't surprise me. Why not? I mean, we're getting items shipped to Ukraine openly.
Why wouldn't China? They've now admitted that we have troops there.
That's next. That's coming next. And you and I said this.
They're already there.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm going to cover next. I meant the next in order. But
okay.
We talked about this months ago. We discussed they were already there. I knew they were there. They did the same thing in Vietnam.
Yep.
Folks,
yep.
I've been around long enough to see this happen before. So don't. In Iraq and Iran, the same thing. There's nothing changed here.
And it's only because we're there is the only reason Ukraine is still breathing.
I agree. And then they've been pumped in billions of dollars to them.
Yep.
That's why they're still out there.
Yep.
So what we've done is prolong the war so more people be killed. But anyway, Leaks shows Western Special Forces on the ground. Now, we said this, folks, at least 6-7 months ago. The U.K. is among a number of countries with military special forces operating inside Ukraine, according to one of the dozen of documents leaked online. It confirms what has been the subject of a quiet speculation for over a year. The leaked files, some marked top secret, painted a detailed picture of the war in Ukraine, including sensitive details of Ukraine's preparations for a spring counteroffensive. The U.S. government says it is investigating the source of the leak. According to the document dated 23 March, the U.K. is the largest contingent of special forces in Ukraine, followed by NATO states Latvia, France, U.S., and Netherlands. The document does not say where the forces are located or what they're doing. The number of personnel may be small and will doubtless fluctuate, but special forces are by their very nature highly effective. Their presence in Ukraine is likely to be seized upon by Moscow, which has in recent months argued that it is not just confronting Ukraine, but NATO as well. And that absolutely is true. NATO is in on this, lock, stock, and barrel, and doing their best to bring Russia to her knees. This is not a, folks, this is the beginning, in my mind, of World War III. Not because the wars broke out in Germany and France and England. No, not yet. We don't have bloodshed there yet. But all these countries are involved in the war. So is China. And I'm convinced other nations are supporting Russia. They're the trading partners. I have no doubt that probably India is too. But this is all part of it. World War III has started. Not nuclear yet, praise God. Not on the soil of every country. But the country involved are getting involved more every day.
What's sad, Butch, is, as I said earlier in the first segment, China, all they have to do is stop our supplies coming in this nation. All they have to do is stop buying our debt, start selling our debt, and all this kind of stuff. They don't have to use weaponry. But what do we have against all these other nations? The only thing we have is the nuclear one.
That's
so
right.
Who is really going to be the one to destroy the world? It's the U.S., because that's all we got.
When it comes down
to
it,
we don't have anything else on the rest of the world.
Well, and we gave what we did have to Ukraine now, mostly. How many
billions dollars? I still like to think we got some weaponry in our case.
Oh, I'm sure we have some,
but a lot was depleted, and it takes years to build it back up, just like our oil reserves, petroleum. Yep. Now prices are going up. Now they can't refill it. They can't replace it.
Well,
and remember,
we
sold some of that stuff to China. I mean, it's just insane.
It's undermining of America, and this is done on purpose. The same documents also released expect U.S. doesn't expect Ukraine peace talks in 2023. So that means you have another year of war, at least, if these people are right. Among the more interesting content to come out of those trove of Pentagon document leaks is the Defense Intelligence Agency, DIA agency, assessment which says the U.S. doesn't expect more there be any peace talks between Russia and Ukraine until at least 2024. The Washington Post reported on the document this week, quoting the classified briefing as follows. Negotiations to end the conflict are unlikely during 2023 in all considered scenarios. The DIA document forecasts that even in a scenario of Ukraine regaining a significant amount of territory back with unsustainable losses on Russian forces, this will not lead to peace talks. Thus, it appears the U.S. intelligence community is taking Putin's resolve very seriously. At the same time, policymakers and Biden administration have really done nothing to push for negotiations between the warring sides. In fact, they've been accused of doing the opposite, sabotaging the possibility of talks anytime soon while encouraging a military solution along with the U.K., despite massive losses to the Ukrainian side. Russia, my friends, can't back down. Please understand that. They can't back down. They won't back down. I don't see Putin say, whoops, we messed up. Let's call it quits and secede everything back to Ukraine. Man, I don't see that happening. Do you?
No, I don't. Not at all.
So, folks, this war may be prolonged, but the outcome is either going to be they find peace between the two nations, somebody compromises, or we go to all-out war worldwide. There's no other route around this. You can't just now all of a sudden quit and say, we quit, Everybody taking marbles and go home. It doesn't work that way. It's either now we work out the negotiations to settle it, or it's all out war. And we in America have been so spoiled for so long and had it so easy for so long, we cannot even comprehend doing without anything to eat, much less a nuclear war on our doorstep. Wow. Chinese aircraft carrier seals off Taiwan, sends 58 planes to Buzz Island. China has continued its major show of force aimed at Taiwan in the wake of last week's meeting with between Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen and U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy in California last week. The PLA military said it's rehearsing, sealing off Taiwan for its third day of war games, with Monday reports setting sites at 58 planes buzzing the island, as well as 9 warships coming toward its territorial waters. Far more bullish than most people can understand. From Sunday, the day saw at least 70 Chinese aircraft that breached the island's air defense, the ID zone, and 11 military ships encircle it. This included breaches by a group of J-15 fighter jets, which is a rare, if not unprecedented, for the particular advanced Chinese aircraft. The state broadcaster CCTV on Monday announced that the drills had simulated joint precision strikes against key targets on Taiwan Island and surrounding waters, adding that forces continue to maintain a situation of closely encircling the island. Further, aircraft, ships, and troops were sent into the maritime areas and airspace of the Taiwan Strait, off the northern and southern coast of the island, and to the island's east, according to a PLA Army statement. All this includes simulating maritime blockades and targeted ambush assaults on enemy mooring vessels. Forces in the command is ready for combat at all times and will resolutely destroy any type of Taiwan independence, separatist, or foreign interference attempts, the military statement cited in CCTV report stated. I repeat that last one. It's very powerful. Forces in the command is ready for combat at all times and will resolutely, let me repeat that, resolutely destroy any type of Taiwan independence, separatist, or foreign interference attempts. That is pretty clear, isn't that, Melody?
It certainly is very clear.
I don't think that's too hard even for me to understand.
No, I know.
I mean, This, to me, is an absolute line in the sand. I don't know what's going to make it back up or go forward. I don't know. But I know it's like we lit a keg of dynamite, and we're both sitting on it, and we're going to see who's going to chicken out first. That's not a good game. Wow. And the further now more, U.S. bombs targets in eastern Syria after a rocket attack against the occupation base. That's why we need another war in another part of the world. The U.S. launched a number of airstrikes on Syria's eastern city of Deir ez-Zor on Tuesday, targeting the areas of Hatla and Khartoum, reports said. The airstrikes came in a response to a rocket attack the day before on the U.S. occupation base in Deir ez-Zor's Conoco gas field. An effective rocket attack targeted coalition forces at a mission support site Conoco, northeast Syria, today at 10:51 a.m. Eastern. One rocket struck the vicinity of the coalition outpost. An additional rocket was found at the attack's point of origin. U.S. Central Command said in a statement, the attack resulted in no injuries or damage to the base or coalition property. However, sources told Al-Mayadeen news that the attack was carried out with several rockets and that no information is available on the size of those of losses inside the base. Around the same time as the attack, U.S. forces shot down a drone believed to be Iranian, which fell in Al-Tilba village in the Azores eastern countryside, the Syrian Observatory Human Rights reported. This comes as a part of a recent surge in attacks against U.S. bases in Syria, which are attributed to groups affiliated with Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard. There we go, folks. Do we really think that we are strong enough and well-equipped enough to fight a war on all these fronts? Have we become so arrogant as a people, as a nation, that we can take on the world, basically? I'm not talking about nations of no consequence as far as military strength. I'm talking about China, Russia, and nations, Iran, believe me, folks, is no minor target, no minor enemy. And we go beyond that. How Do we really think we can take them all on? Either we're really stupid or overly arrogant, one or the other. You take your pick. Either way, stupid. Melody, comments?
No, I just think for so long it was just, just like anything else, when you get to a certain point, you think you're invincible. Particularly those that lead this nation, meaning the politicians, no one really touches them. They've been touch-free. No one's ever held accountable. And people say people want all these different changes and stuff like that, but, hey, no one's held accountable, so nothing can change until that happens.
Well, the people of the nation become, as a whole, kowtowed. You know that. We just believe what we're told. We'll take the jab and stay home. We'll lose our business, lose our job. No big deal. We'll obey. One more war article here. Sweden. Here we go, folks. Another one. Sweden to conduct largest military drill since Cold War. On April 24th, Sweden is poised to begin its largest military drills in over 30 years. The military exercises, labeled Aurora 23, will last 3 weeks and involve around 26,000 personnel from 14 countries. Sweden, the U.S., the U.K., Finland, Poland, Norway, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Ukraine, Denmark, Austria, Germany, and France. The number of participants will exceed the entire active Swedish military force, known in Swedish as the, and I'm going to make a stab at it, Försvarsmakten. Aurora 23 aims to raise the Swedish armed forces' combined ability to meet an armed attack on Sweden and contribute to stability in the region together with others, explained Lieutenant Colonel Henrik Larsson, who is overseeing the planning of the drills. Participating soldiers will boost Sweden's readiness in response to attacks and deployment, as well as large-scale land, air, and sea maneuvers, enhancing the organization of the armed forces is another aim. So, wow, the largest since the Cold War, 26,000 personnel with 14 countries participating in it. That is not, folks, that is not just an exercise just so they can do it. They're showing, trying to flex the muscle in front of Russia.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing. And I don't think Russia's going to be too impressed. I mean, I don't know. I'm not there. I can't see what's going on either side. But it's another tit for tat. You do this, I'll do that. Well, you do that, I'll do this. That's just the way it is. And that's what we're seeing happen. Eventually, somebody's going to call the number that nobody wants to go across, that they can go across without a fight. And that's going to be something that no one wants to even think about. We can't imagine it. World War II, World War I, all the wars before and since will be nothing compared to all that nuclear war. Nothing. Except for the war between the states, America hasn't been touched with any war to speak of for how many years? 200 years?
Long time.
We haven't suffered any casualties inside our country. But we'll not get by with that if nuclear war is declared. And the war itself, that the initial bombing, the initial hit, is only the beginning of the torment that this nation will face with the consequences of the fallout, the radiation, and a whole lot more. And not to mention the lack of ways to feed yourself. Keep yourself clothed. Keep electricity in your home. Keep your things you've had. No more refrigerators. No more microwaves. No more automobiles that run. No more food at the grocery store. These are things that are coming. I'm telling you, it's in the Bible. I'm not making this up. It happened in Jerusalem. It took Jerusalem 2 years to fall. She was judged harder than any other city in the world, in the nation's history at the time, because she was once in a righteous city that forgot God. They got somebody to even eat their own children. They sold doves dung in a little cup for so many shekels. This is all in the Bible. Why do you think we're immune to that? Prepare yourself spiritually, mentally, and physically, because this is coming. Better to get close to another break here. Do you want to add anything to that?
No, I don't.
I don't know how to make
it. So I guess we'll be heading into a break. Pardon?
Don't know how to make it.
I didn't hear the music yet.
It ain't time yet. It ain't quite time yet.
You're early.
That way I was going to say something before you run off.
No, I don't have anything to say. And again, I mean, you've really brought up some very important information as far as, you know, just where we are. And people just really need to start preparing. And is it going to come tomorrow? I don't know. Is it going to come next month? I don't know. Next year? I don't know. But I think a lot is going to happen before this administration is over. So
I agree.
I think that's our time frame. And I think that's our time for our break.
At me, come on, baby, don't say baby. I gotta know if your sweet love is gonna save me. We may lose and we may win, but we will never be here again. So open up, I'm climbing in. So take it easy.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Alright, folks, we are back. Well, I'm back. Melody snuck out on me. She had some things she had to do before closing time. But anyway, this is Financial Survival, and this is Pastor Butch Paul doing his best to bring information to you that I hope will make you understand what's happening, maybe encourage you a little bit in some ways to move a little faster, prepare yourself best you can. If you're like me, your means, your ability to prepare yourself a lot is very slim. I mean, very slim. And I know what you're going through. Believe me, I do, folks. I truly do. As you know, I took a few days off last week, went down to Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. I'll not do that again. Prices down there have went through the roof since then or last time. I mean, prices are going through the roof. The cheapest show you could take is $40 a person. The cheapest one you found was $40 a piece. A breakfast for three, was including tips, was $75. I'm not making this up. I'm telling the truth. So I'm not going back anytime soon. I couldn't afford to stay the full time. We come back a day early. It wasn't a point staying. I couldn't afford to do anything else, so we come home. But this is what we're seeing. So I'm telling you this because I want you to know that I'm like you, most of you all are. My money's tight. I got to budget it. But prepare yourself as best you can, as fast you can, because things are not going to get real good in the near future. I promise you that. I do want to cover what's happening here in France. We know France is in uproar because they want to increase the retirement age by 2 years. And the French aren't having it. Well, a French protester to target BlackRock. BlackRock is... be the first or second largest holding corporation in the world. The pension reform protests in France grew to new proportions. Protesters have not allowed the government to silence them. On Thursday, over 100 people stormed BlackRock's office in Paris and nearly burned it down. The meaning of this action is quite simple. We went to the headquarters of BlackRock to tell them the money of workers for our pensions, they are taking it, a protest told CNN affiliate. The protest was organized and the message was clear. We have seen a slew of failed protests in America where groups without leadership burned down the private buildings, property of their neighbors, and small businesses. We've seen protests divided over the wrong causes, such as the nurses' strike that failed because some felt the leadership was not diverse enough. Some protests, such as the BLM movement, became so obscure that no one even knew what they were protesting. Here, the Parisians are not allowing government mismanagers to change their retirement plans. It may seem like a small sacrifice to those without pensions who could not dream of even retiring in the 60s, but the problem is much deeper than the change in retirement age. Now, let's just see, come in. We approach BLM burned down their own neighborhoods. Now, we know it's all planned. We know it's all part of it. People protest and burn down neighborhoods, steal from their own stores, just to be destructive, with no real means in mind. Nothing to really write about, except maybe a black man who's a criminal got killed by cops. Whether accident or not, I have no idea, but he was high on dope and he died. Sorry about that. So they burned down their own communities. That makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? Well, Parisians are smarter than that. They're not burning down their own business. They're not burning down their own businesses, and they're not just saying it's all about retirement. It's allowing the first step of encroachment on their God-given rights and duties to provide for the family. They're not going to tolerate it. Governments historically target the people who they see as a disposable great unwashed with their plan when their plans fail. The French government believes the people shouldn't make a sacrifice due to the steep budget deficit. You see, the people are getting blamed for the deficit, just like we are now here. Across the world, governments are taking more from the citizens. People are asked to suffer to promote the climate change agenda, eat less meat, drive less, and even refrain from heating their homes. Inflation has made the cost of living unsustainable, but that has not prevented governments from raising taxes and asking for more while we receive less. Give an inch, and they'll take a mile. This is why effective government opposition is essential to sustaining our fundamental rights. They will take as much as possible if we allow it to happen. France has the right idea. We lost some long way, folks. We lost something in the way of common sense in this country. We tolerate so much. Then a black criminal gets killed, and we burn down cities. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying it's ridiculous. We tolerate them stealing or killing our children. We tolerate them sodomizing their sons and daughters. We tolerate them stealing more money from taxes to pay their expenditures with the nation going $6 billion more in debt every day. Nothing said. Nothing's done. Something wrong with the priorities of our lives, folks, in this country. That's all I can say. Lula backs BRICS currency to replace dollar in foreign trade. Here we go again, folks. Brazil's Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva called on BRICS nations to come up with an alternative to replace the dollar in foreign trades, supporting China's crusade against U.S. global dominance, just as prepares to meet with President Xi Jinping in Beijing. So Brazil wants rid of the dollar also. Brazil was the largest trading bloc in South America. Lula's remarks were made on Thursday during a visit to the Shanghai-based New Development Bank, an institution created by BRICS countries, which, along with Brazil and China, include Russia, India, and South Africa. Former Brazil President Dilma Rousseff is the bank's new chief executive. Why can't an institution like the BRICS bank have a currency to finance trade relations between Brazil and China, between Brazil and all the other BRICS countries, he said. Who decided the dollar was a trade currency after the end of the gold parity? Let me repeat that. Who decided that the dollar was the trade currency after the end of gold parity? In other words, in 1971, when Nixon put the gold away from international trade, who decided we're going to allow this to happen? Well, we know it all happened to the petrodollar. That's going away. So loyalty to the dollar is dropping like a rock. When that goes away, folks, your dollar becomes worth less. But that piece of metal in your hand is still there, worth something. Beijing has ramped up its efforts to boost the use of its own currency in foreign trade. Last month, Brazil and China took steps to make it easier to settle their foreign trade operations in yuan or reais, with the stated goal of reducing costs by eliminating a third currency from the transactions. In other words, taking the dollar out of it. We'll save them money. Why not? Why not? Why do they need us? You probably done heard this already, too. At least 18,000 cattle killed in dairy farm explosion. Isn't it amazing? And I showed this in our last Bible study, our last current events in the Christian Worldview News last Bible study. I took the names of the businesses that have been destroyed, burned or blown up or whatever, planes flown into them. I taped the pages of these names together. They're like 3 or 4 pages long. Add another one to it. About 130 to 50 businesses that they either produce food, manufacture food, or animal stocks like animal farms like this and grow livestock, even chickens and turkeys. They've been shut down, burned, in other ways destroyed. Do you think this happened by chance that 18,000 cattle, dairy cattle, were killed? Do you really believe that? At least 18,000 cattle were killed in an explosion in the fires at a dairy farm in Texas on Monday, April 10th. KFDA 13 News sister station in Amarillo, Texas, reported it happened at the South Fork Dairy in Dimmitt. Castro County Sheriff Sal Rivera said the fire from the explosion spread to a building where they haul cattle before bringing them into the milking area and to a holding pen. There's some that survived. There's some that are probably injured to the point where they had to be destroyed. The Animal Welfare Institute said that this is the deadliest barn fire for cattle overall and the most devastating barn fire in Texas since the group began tracking barn fires in 2013. A female employee was injured in the explosion and was in critical condition as of Wednesday. South Fork Dairy, according to KFDA, South Fork Dairy, which employs as many people. With an average dairy cow worth of $1,300 each, the cost for South Fork Dairy is in the tens of millions of dollars, not counting the damaged facility. I think too many things are happening too fast to call it accidents. They're taking down our food grid. I offered a paper on my broadcast. It's, I think, 15 pages long of how they planned this several years ago. And this paper tells you how it was planned several years ago and how they brought it in step by step. We offered it on our program for $5. I just paid postage. 15-page pamphlet that tells you how this was planned. And now they're fulfilling the plan. You see, they tell us before they do it, but who believes it? Who cares? Who cares? Ran into a lady yesterday when I had to pick up a prescription. Used to be in a church I pastored 25 years ago. And she told me, she said, Pastor Butch, she said, I want you to know that you told us all these things are happening. You told us these things are happening 25 years ago, 30 years ago, or longer, 35 years ago. But our minds were too little for us to understand it. Then she asked me, do I believe that Donald Trump has prophesied to save his country? I said, I certainly do not believe that. Not a man who says he's more pro-queer, pro-gay than Hillary before he ran the first time. Well, he didn't say that. I said, yes, Brenda, he did say that. He did say that. You can find that on the internet. He said he's more pro-queer than Hillary. Well, I think he's going to save the country. Now, after telling me that 25, 30 years ago, I told her things had come to pass, and they come to pass just like we said that long ago, but I tell her something about Trump, and she don't want to believe that. It's kind of frustrating, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of frustrating to keep telling people these things and they ignore you. ChatGPT does 80% of my job. Meet the workers using AI bots to take on multiple full-time jobs and their employers have no idea. Employees have admitted that they are using ChatGPT, the revolutionary chatbot powered by artificial intelligence, to work multiple full-time jobs. They refer to themselves as overemployed because the tool allows them to complete the workload of each role in at least half the time. Most of the jobs they do involve a fair amount of writing, like creating marketing materials, which the chatbot has proven to be remarkably adept at. ChatGPT is a large language model, an AI system that has been trained on huge amounts of text data to generate human-like responses to given prompts. when it was released for free by startup OpenAI in December, it opened the eyes of the public to just how powerful the technology had become in recent years. But nearly half a year later, its users have become more proficient and now are able to use ChatGPT to fool their employers into thinking the job has had their full attention. In reality, they have multiple other employers who think this say exact same thing. ChatGPT does like 80% of my job, being an over-employed worker whose name has been changed, told Vice. I know we talked about this on this program many years ago, too, that robots would sooner or later take over. And now they're doing it, and the employers are using it to pretend like they're doing the jobs. And they're not. They're sitting back probably relaxing, but they're getting by with it. Fed economists project recession this year and potential blow to Biden. Federal Reserve economists have believed that recent banking turmoil will trigger a mild recession later this year, a potentially ominous sign for President Joe Biden as he heads into the election campaign. Staff members at Central Bank, who briefed the policymakers before interest rate decisions, had long expected GDP growth to slow this year in the wake of the Fed's fight against inflation. But last month, they upped the odds of a downturn, according to the minutes of the Fed March meeting. Just a couple weeks ago, before the meeting, the two regional leaders, Silicon Valley Bank and Central Bank, collapsed after depositors pulled out billions of dollars in cash, sending tremors throughout the industry. The projection was for a mild recession starting later this year, with a recovery over the subsequent 2 years, according to the minutes released Wednesday. That would spark a jump in unemployment. This made the economy fully recover by 2025. Right. With the CBDTs, the digital currency, maybe they'll do something, but more control comes with it. Deficit tops $1 trillion in the first 6 months of this year, folks. Fiscal year 2023. The federal deficit topped $1 trillion in the first 6 months of fiscal year 2023, October through March, according to monthly Treasury statement released today. This was despite the fact that federal tax revenues in the 6 months of this fiscal year were $2,048,196,000,000, which was the second highest in the nation's history when compared to the inflation-adjusted numbers for the tax revenues collected in the first 6 months of previous fiscal years. From February to March, according to a monthly Treasury statement, the fiscal 2023 federal deficit increased by $378,077,000,000, climbing from $722 million to $627 million to $1,100,704,000. So far in fiscal 2023, the federal government collected $2,048,196,000,000 in taxes. It spent $3,148,900,000, includes only a deficit of $1,100,704,000. What's the outcome of this? You got it. More inflation. Think about it, folks. It's happening as we speak. It's happening as we speak. The nation's being taken down step by step, bit by bit. We do nothing, basically. 800-375-4188. Call Melody while you still can, folks, while dollars are still redeemable and something of value. Do it. Don't hesitate. I'll be back with you on my program Monday night with Melody Monday also. I'll back with you tomorrow, Mars Friday, excuse me. Back with you tomorrow, Melody. Y'all have a great night. Bye-bye.
Ain't it sad? Still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. In my dreams, I have a plan. If I got me a wealthy man.